You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired April 25th, 2025. On May 1st, mayors of 169 small and medium-sized municipalities will be granted strong mayor powers by the provincial government, giving them new abilities to direct hirings, enact bylaws, and set their budgets, with less democratic participation by city councillors or the public. Since 2023, strong mayor powers have been granted to 47 large and medium-sized cities, and the new additions bring the number of strong mayors in Ontario to 216. The Conservative government says that the powers will help municipalities deliver on provincial priorities like building homes and infrastructure. However, data from the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation shows that housing starts were down 33% in January and February of this year, compared to the same months in 2024, leading critics, including the Green Party, to question the effectiveness of the strong mayor strategy. In addition to critiquing the effectiveness of the policy, Kitchener Centre Green Party MPP Ashlyn Clancy told CKMS News that strong mayor powers, quote, erode democracy, unquote, and allows the premier to avoid accountability on his, quote, terrible track record on housing, unquote. This show starts with an interview with MPP Clancy and moves on to interviews with the mayor of Wilmot Township, Natasha Salonen, and Mayor Sandy Shantz of Woolwich Township, who are both about to be granted the strong mayor powers. Also included is a statement CKMS News received from Waterloo Mayor Dorothy McCabe. We start now with Kitchener Centre Green Party MPP Ashlyn Clancy. Strong mayor powers were given to 47 large and medium-sized cities in 2022 and 2023, giving mayors the ability to push through decision-makings on hirings, some bylaws, and the city budget with less than majority votes or no votes at all in some cases. It was argued by the Ford government that this would allow mayors to remove barriers to building homes and take fast action on so-called priority issues. Has this strategy worked for the government's stated goals?
No. So I think it was 40% housing starts were down from the year before. So, you know, we have a report. The government has a report on recommendations to build more housing. This, you know, taxpayers spent a lot of money to figure out how we can get more housing online. And the government has to follow those recommendations. We know there's a lot of zoning issues that cause a lot of delays. There's lots of ways we could be opening up more housing. This has not performed well. It's not the silver bullet that he claims it is.
And now Ford government has announced they will be giving strong mayor powers to 169 additional municipalities on May 1st, including Wilmot and Woolwich townships here in Waterloo region. What is the problem with the strong mayor power? What is the danger here?
You know, I was a city councillor, and I think when people are going into a job application and when people are voting, they vote under certain conditions. So it does erode democracy in that, you know, I was the city councillor for Ward 10. People kind of voted for me to be their voice. And if their voice isn't recognized the same way because of strong mayor powers, that kind of erodes how council has functioned over the years in the past. You know, it's important that council has a diversity of opinions, that they try to find some consensus and collaboration. I think democracy is messy and it sometimes can be slower. But we know when there's a healthy democracy, much like in European countries that have a different electoral system, they end up having better outcomes overall, more sustainability, more resilience in their economy. So my worry is that with strong mayor powers, we're eroding some of that democracy.
In the press release the Greens put out about this, it said strong mayor powers help avoid accountability. How does that work?
I think the premier isn't taking accountability for our terrible track record on housing. You know, we're performing the worst in Canada. A lot of other provinces have opened up zoning. They've made it possible to put a fourplex easily, a low rise. They've done a variety of things to kind of stimulate more units coming online and helping the housing market. This premier has not done that. And I think he wants to avoid accountability and kind of put it onto the municipalities to make these decisions. And we have no proof that these strong mayor powers are going to be used to add more housing, or they could be used to interfere with more housing. You know, that's the gamble he's taking, and he's just kind of trying to download. We've seen a lot of downloading from this premier of responsibility, you know, things that are really a provincial matter that he could take bold action on. If it's controversial or he doesn't feel he wants to, he kind of downloads that responsibility and puts the onus in the hands of municipalities. And I think it's just a way of avoiding facing the fact that we are performing so badly in housing. And this has been one of his priorities, he said, over many elections, and it's not transpired.
What do you think the mayors who have been given these strong mayor powers and those about to receive them, what do you think they should do?
You know what? I hope that they'll take the high road and work collaboratively with their council. You know, that's so many people cast ballots for all of their municipally elected officials. And so I really admire how mayors really don't abuse this power. And that's my worry, is that the strong mayor powers are quite vast. You know, they're not just specific to add housing. You know, like if it was, we need this to add housing, you know, maybe that would make more sense because we are in a housing crisis. But I think it's translated into so many other categories. He's looking for a way to change up municipalities, but I think he's gone too far.
In closing, MPP Clancy added,
all the different municipalities across Ontario are doing little bits and bobs of their own thing to try and address this issue of people becoming homeless, you know, and there being 0% vacancy in the affordable housing sector. We haven't built housing. So Greens believe we need to build housing, but we need to protect the affordable units we have and the affordability in the private sector that exists.
That was Kitchener Centre Green Party MPP, Ashlyn Clancy. CKMS News asked Mayor McCabe of Waterloo to comment on the strong mayor powers she received in 2023. Here is the statement she sent. Quote, "The work of our municipality in building a successful community requires the input and expertise of council, staff, and the community we collectively serve. Strong mayor powers are not necessary for the City of Waterloo to advance approvals for housing developments of all varieties. In addition, I am concerned that using strong mayor powers will undermine the work of council, staff, and the input from our residents and community partners, doing a disservice to local democracy." Unquote. Now we turn to the interviews with Natasha Salonin, the mayor of Wilmot Township, and Mayor Sandy Shantz of Woolwich Township. Mayor Shantz speaks first. You will be granted strong mayor powers on May 1st. Do you plan on using them?
Certain ones I can delegate to staff, to council, and so on. I also understand that those powers I have the ability to revoke if at any time I don't like the way things are going. But in terms of sort of the general operation, I intend to, so there's the power to appoint the CAO, which I intend to delegate to council and make that a council decision if and when we need to appoint a CAO. And the power to appoint department heads, I will defer to the CAO on that one. So those two, I'm quite comfortable sort of continuing with the way we've always done it is what that amounts to. In terms of budgets, I think I would like to hold my ability to make decisions on the budget, but I intend to do that in a way that includes council and has a good open discussion and process with council and with staff. So our process won't change considerably. I'll just leave that piece open in case I need to use it.
I asked Mayor Salonin the same question. Here is her answer.
At this point in time, I see them as a new set of tools that the province has given. So if there becomes an appropriate point, I'm not willing to say no, but certainly see and respect the value of having a council and how decisions are made currently as well.
Now back to Mayor Shantz. Mayor McCabe of Waterloo has said the strong mayor powers are unnecessary for Waterloo, saying she will continue to work collaboratively with council to make tough decisions. Do you think your township needs the strong mayor powers to tackle the problems that the priority projects that the powers give you?
No, I don't think that we need it. My style is very collaborative, and I would certainly be going to council if there was a decision that was sort of put back on me. I would still be going to council for their guidance and best advice. You know, they were all elected, and as I said, there's a wide diversity of opinion and philosophy, I guess, from each of the counselors, and I value all of them. We're a fairly functional organization between staff and council, and from that point of view, things are running well. So, no, I don't think we needed it.
And the response from Mayor Salonen on the same question.
I think, again, it's the province giving more tools. They've given them now to, I think, almost 200 municipalities. I'm not in the place to tell the province what they should or shouldn't do in terms of what this means for each municipality. I think it really depends on the context, but again, they're just additional tools in a municipality's toolbox.
And again, back to Mayor Shantz. Now, some critics of the strong mayor powers have noted that these are anti-democratic, since it disrupts the distribution of power in city council and with city staff. How do you feel about the provincial government centralizing so much power in one person?
So I've been in the system for a while, and it's working for me the way it was. And so, you know, it's hard to say that we needed a change. I would venture to say that there may be some municipalities where this is a necessary thing, but does it undermine democracy? That's pretty strong. I don't know if it undermines it. It certainly changes it. I'm not sure, and maybe I still need to understand all the smaller nuances of it, but there's still an awful lot of decisions that are the purview of council.
Mayor Salonen answered the same question.
I think it's a great conversation for our academics to consider and weigh, as well as if people choose to make it a constitutional challenge, that is beyond my scope.
I then followed up with Mayor Salonen. And are there any projects that have been delayed in or not approved recently that strong mayor powers you could have seen yourself using them to move a project forward?
I'll be honest, that's not something I've considered. Obviously, the province has been clear that this is about building more housing. Most recently at council, we did approve the newest subdivision going in, as well as we approved townhomes going into what currently is a single detached lot. So, off the top of my head, there's not anything I can think of. But again, as I said, the province has made it pretty clear this is about getting their housing start.
In closing, both mayors commented on the actual effects and use of strong mayor powers. First, we hear from Mayor Shantz.
Like anything, it sort of remains to be seen how they're used in all the municipalities and even in the region. Each of the mayors in the region have different styles of leadership, and it remains to be seen. Obviously, it is the purview of the province to decide the municipal organization that is. By the stroke of the pen, the province creates us and tells us how to operate. So we'll all do our best.
Now, Mayor Salonen.
It's still really trying to figure out and understand what this means for our community. And one of the biggest impacts, I think, is that the budget is technically now going to be presented as the mayor's budget, as outlined in the legislation. So I think that that'll be a bit of a change. But in Wilmot, again, that's not a problem considering we have financial issues. And I think it'll give an opportunity for us to start looking more long term at how we fix our fiscal problems.
You are listening to interviews with Mayors Sandy Shantz of Woolwich Township and Natasha Salonen of Wilmot, discussing the strong mayor powers they are set to receive on May 1st. Before that discussion, Kitchener Centre Green Party MPP Ashlyn Clancy spoke about her take on the strong mayor powers, and a statement from Waterloo Mayor Dorothy McCabe was read. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.